Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks, and with me is writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there.
Yeah, we were coming up with ideas for the Tech Stuff podcast, and instead of doing an article, we found one of those concepts that runs across several of our articles, and it's called Moore's Law.
That's right. And don't let the name fool you. It's not actually a law. You're not going to get in trouble if you break it. You'll probably get a round of applause. Moore's Law is more of a concept that's kind of been tweaked a bit over the years. It's not exactly the same thing as it was when Gordon Moore proposed it back in 1965. But in general, the concept remains pretty much the same.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Gordon Moore, who was the founder of Intel, actually didn't even want to call it Moore's Law. His friend from Caltech, a professor at Caltech, decided to call it Moore's Law. It was a concept that Dr. Moore proposed in a paper with the exciting title, Cramming More Components on Integrated Circuits. It was published in Electronics Magazine in 1965. And basically what Moore's Law is, you know, he said, as you make semiconductors, the more transistors that you put on a chip, you'll be able to double that within the span of a year.
Right.
And, you know, he actually had to revise it. It's not a law. He had to revise it because of the way they manufacture chips. It actually went up to, 1.5 years and then 2 years. And, you know, now it's starting to slip a little bit as the laws of physics are catching up with manufacturing.
Right. And the definition was tweaked also by saying, okay, instead of just saying the number of transistors, maybe we should word that as in, computing power. Like every 2 years, the computing power on a chip doubles. And this has pretty much been holding true throughout the history of electronics and computing, mainly because not from a technological standpoint, although that plays a huge role as people improve manufacturing techniques and things like that. But really from a commercial and social standpoint, we're talking about companies that they have to meet expectations now, because everyone knows about Moore's Law and everyone knows that a computer has to be twice as powerful as it was 2 years ago. And now companies feel like that's actually a standard they have to meet. It's no longer dictated by technology. It's dictated by expectation.
Yeah, that's true. If you go onto Intel's website, they actually have a section of the site dedicated to Moore's Law. And if you read through it, you know, you don't even really have to read very deeply into it. They talk about how they are attempting to keep that standard. Right. So it's kind of funny that, you know, it's this nebulous, you know, artificial
prophecy.
Yeah. But they're trying to make it happen.
Right.
One of the funny things about Dr. Moore's prophecy, though, in 1965 is he said that in his paper, he says that if they are able to meet these standards, that we would be able to have certain conveniences, you know, that are able to make our lives easier, such as, you know, computers in the home or mobile communications devices.
Right. But, so he predicted cell phones.
Yeah, in 1965.
Yeah. The interesting thing here is that Moore's Law can't go on forever. And that's because of the laws of physics. The laws of physics state, specifically quantum physics, that when you get down to a certain level, the things that a circuit needs to be able to do, you just can't do at a certain size. And we're talking about just a few nanometers in size. And a nanometer is a billionth of a meter. So it's very, very tiny. Well, at 5 nanometers, a logic gate can no longer perform, electron gate can no longer perform what it's meant to do. Now, these gates, what they do is they allow electrons to pass through or not pass through. That ends up translating into a 1 or a 0. The basic bits here. But an electron gate that's 5 nanometers or smaller in size can't do that because an electron can tunnel through it. It doesn't actually make a hole. It just passes through. It's as if it's on one side at one moment and on the other side at the other, and somehow it just passes through. It's one of those weird things about quantum mechanics. So you can't make anything that size because you can't control the electrons. So that's really the limit. Even if we figure out a way of making things that small, it won't work.
I also read that, of course, as you increase the number of transistors, you're also increasing the amount of electricity that it needs.
That's right.
And that also affects the amount of cooling that you're going to have because that just heats
cooling everything
up. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of time, I guess, before we reach the end of Moore's Law, and then we'll have to see what manufacturers do to you know, just pump up computers and electronics just that much more.
That's right.
whatever tricks they pull out of their bags. Well, if you'd like to read more about articles in which we mention Moore's Law, you can read Jonathan's How Quantum Computing Will Work,
mm-hmm.
and How PCs Work. And there are several others on HowStuffWorks.com that are up today that you can check out. So for now, thank you very much for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.